Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis of Maseches Sukkah. We are holding at the top line, last run line, Hachi Nami Mistabri. The Gemara is going to try to prove the dechia of the raya from the brisa that we had that about Shechiyanu being something that you have to say in Shemini Atzeres, because the brisa had said that Shemini Atzeres gets its own bracha. So we thought, oh, you see, that's a raya that you say Shechiyanu and Shemini Atzeres. So the Gemara was docha. The Gemara said, no, maybe bracha doesn't mean Shechiyanu. Maybe bracha means that you say Shemini Chag Atzeres in benching and in tefillah, but you don't say Chag HaSukkos. Says Gemara, Hachi Nami Mistavra. The idea that the bracha is about benching and tefillah is very mistaber. Zman, because if you think when we say bracha, it's talking about Shechiyanu, Zman kol shiva mi'ika, is there a bracha of Shechiyanu throughout all 7 days of Sukkot? No, certainly not. So the Gemara rejects this raya and says, not necessarily. Maybe you could explain that we are talking about Shechiyanu. Ah, you're right, there's no Shechiyanu all 7 days. Halakasha. There sort of is Shechiyanu all 7 days, because if you didn't say it earlier, you would then say it on a later day. So Shechiyanu is all the days are Shechiyanu eligible, in case you hadn't said it earlier, so they have a shaychus to the bracha of Shechiyanu. So the Gemara says that may be true, the Gemara asks, granted, that's possible, that's what it means, but mikal makom, kos be'inan, you still need wine in order to say birchas man, and wine is not available to most people in Chol HaMoed, so how would you say Shechiyanu in Chol HaMoed without a kos? Maybe there's a riot of Rav Nachman. Zman omra afilu b'shuk. You say Shechiyanu even in the shuk, meaning you don't need to say it on a kos yayin. Kos kol yoma mi'ika. If you say that you need a kos yayin, is there a kos every day of Chol HaMoed where wine is not available to most people? So it must be that you're allowed to say it without a kos. Gemara says not necessarily. Dilma. The ikla lekos. Maybe when the Braisa says it, you say Shechiyanu throughout all 7 days of Sukkot. It's talking about in a case where you're so lucky, you're so rich that you happen to have a kos of yayin. Now the Gemara is going to discuss the mitzvah of lina after Shemini Atzeres. Once Rabbi Yehuda said that Shemini also is ta'un lina, also requires lina. So v'sav Rabbi Yehuda Shemini ta'un lina. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that you need to sleep over in Yerushalayim after Shemini Atzeres? V'tanya Rabbi Yehuda Amar minayin lepesach sheni sheinu ta'un lina. How do I know the Pesach sheni does not require lina? Shenemar, because the pasuk says by Pesach Rishon ufanisa v'boker v'halachta lo alecha. So that's the makar for the chiyuv of lina, that you can only go the next morning. Uksiv sheishes yam tochal matzos, and the pasuk says for 6 days you eat matzos. So es shetotun shisha totun lina achilas matzah, which is required for 6 days. So it also requires lina after being makriv. So Pesach Rishon, which is noig and iser of chametz for 6 days, so the Torah is the Torah says that's where you have a mitzvah of lina. But a she'enu ta'un shisha, a carbon Pesach that will not be followed by 6 days of only matzah eating, eino ta'un lina, does not require lina. So Pesach Sheni, there is no Israel Chilas Chametz at all. It's just that you have to eat a Karm Pesach and a Kazayis of Matzah, but there's no continuous Chiyuv of Matzah for 6 days. There's also no requirement for lina. So the Gemara is Medayik from the Klal that anything that doesn't have 6 days of Matzah to follow it does not require lina. Limutimai. Lav limutei nami Shemini Shel Chag. Doesn't that tell us that Shemini Atzeres also does not require lina because the holiday is over? It's after Shemini Atzeres. It's not that it's a continuous Yom Tov that goes on, so it shouldn't require lina. And that's L'chora against Rabbi Yehuda. Against Rabbi Yehuda, who said that Shemini does require lina. So says Gemara, lo. Lo l'mu'ute Pesach Sheni dekavasei. Rabbi Yehuda just means to exclude Pesach Sheni, which is similar to Pesach Rishon. But he's not talking about Shemini Atzeres at all. Maybe Shemini Atzeres, even though it's not followed by 6 days of Achilas Matzah, still might require lina. So the Gemara brings a raya that Rabbi Yehuda is not only excluding Pesach Sheni and not other Yom Tovim. Hachinami Mistavra, Ditanan, Habikurim Tunin Karban. The Bikurim, you have to bring Karban Shlamim with them, Vishir, and the Levium would sing Utanufa, and you have to wave them, Vilina, and you need to sleep over in Yerushalayim. Man shamalei damar tenufa, Rabbi Yehuda. Now, who's the one that holds that Pikurim requires tenufa? That's Rabbi Yehuda. V'kamar ta'un lina. And you still see that he holds that it requires lina, even though it's not followed by 6 days of an Isser Chametz or a Chi of Matzah or 6 days of Yantiv. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that taught this Mishnah, and he holds that Bikurim require lina, even though it's not Noheg for 6 days. So the same is true that for any Yontif that's not Noheg for 6 days, it could still require lina, including Shmini Atzeres. So Gemara brings, where does Rabbi Yehuda say that Bikurim require a tenufa, that we were so sure of that this has to be authored by Rabbi Yehuda, because he's the one that says that Bikurim requires tenufa. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Vihinachta. Rabbi Yehuda says that Bikurim need to be placed in front of Hashem, L'fnei Hashem L'kecha. So we darshan, yeah, you know what he means by Vihinachta? Zu tenufa. He's actually referring to tenufa, to the waving. Ata Omar Zu tenufa. Are you sure that he means the waving? Maybe he just means placing it down next to the Mizbeach. Kishuomer vihinicho hare hanacha amur. When it says vihinicho, so it already says hanacha, the Bikurim are already placed by the Mizbeach. Hamani mekayim vihinachto, so what do we do with vihinachto? Zu, tenufa, that must be a reference to tenufa. So the Torah is being meramis to the fact that the Bailam takes the Bikurim and he waves them. And that's why the Torah has to tell us to place them again after the tenufa, because it's only after that tenufa is done that the Kohanim can take the Bikurim, those first fruits, and eat them. So the Gemara had come to the conclusion previously that the Mishnah that said that the Bikurim require lina is authored by Rabbi Yehuda, based on the second din in the Mishnah that says that Bikurim require tenufa, and that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Bikurim require tenufa. So the Gemara is going to say, you know, not necessarily, you know, there is another Tana that holds Bikurim requires tenufa, so you can't necessarily lock in any brisa that you find that says that Bikurim requires tenufa to Shita's Rabbi Yehuda and say that it has to be Rabbi Yehuda. Not necessarily. He's not the only Tana to ever hold that. Maybe it's assuming like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. D'tanya v'lokach ha-kohen ha-tena mi-odecha limer al-bikurim she-tun in-tnufa. Did Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that Bikurim requires tnufa. My time is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Where does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov get this from? Asya yad-yad mishlamim. He learns it because Zereshava of yad-yad from Karban shlamim k'siv hacha. It says v'bikurim v'lokach ha-kohen ha-tena mi-odecha. And it says by Karban Shlamim Yodav to Vienna as Ishei Hashem. That so you see the word Yad by both of them. So Makan, just like by Bikurim, Kohen, the Kohen has to do with Tenufa, Aflalon, so to by the Shlamim, Kohen. The Kohen does the Tenufa. Umalahalon, and just like by the Shlamim, Bailim, the Bailim has to do the waving of it. So Afkan, so to by the Bikurim, Bailim, the Bailim does the waving of it. Okay, so how does this all work out? Is it the Kohen or is it the Bailim? Kohen maniach yodo tachas yad bailim umenif. The Kohen puts his hands underneath the hands of the bailim, and together they wave it. So now we're going to discuss how to paskin la halacha, whether you say shachianu and shmini atzeres. May havila. What are we paskin at the end? Rav Nachman Omer omrim zman b'shmini shalchag. We say shachianu and shmini atzeres. Rav Sheshes Omer ein omrim zman b'shmini shalchag. We do not recite shachianu and shmini atzeres. Vehilchasa Omrim Zman b'Shmini Shalchag, and we paskin that we do say Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. Tanya Kavaseid Rav Nachman. We have a brisa that supports Rav Nachman that we say Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres, because the brisa said Shmini Regel b'fnei atzmo le'inyan pizar kishav, that Shmini Atzeres is considered its own separate yomtov regarding six things that are alluded to by the mnemonic of pizar kishav. What does pizar kishav stand for? Pious b'fnei atzmo. On each day of Yom Tov, there's not a pious. There's the lottery to decide who's makriv what, and we just go over the. They just take turns on Shmini Atzeres. We're makriv based on the pious. Zman b'fnei atzmo. We say shechiyanu separately on Shmini Atzeres. Regel b'fnei atzmo. There's no mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Korban b'fnei atzmo. The korban of Shmini Atzeres is different than all the other days. days. Shira b'fnei atzmon chag asukos. The Levim are mashorer on the duchen in the base of Migdash at the time of the hakrovas hakarbanos. Mizmorim relating to gezel amatnos aniyim because it's this time of asifa and they're trying to remind the people of that. But by shmini atzeres they would sing lam natzeach al hashminis, nothing to do with the chag asif. And bracha b'fnei atzmo. When it came to saying kiddush and birchas hamazon, instead of saying yom chag asukos, they would say yom shmini chag atzeres hazeh. So in those 6 ways, it is a regel b'fnei atzmo, including the way that relating to shachianu. So some main points over here. Main point number one of Mzayin and Beis, bracha kol zayin might mean zman, and either you happen to have a kos, even though it's chol moed, or we hold you don't need a kos. Or it also might mean birch samazin and tefillah when we say bracha kol zayin. Main point number two, you only need lina for a holiday that lasts 6 days, not Pesach Sheni, but maybe Shmini Atzeres and Bikurim need lina even though they don't last 6 days. Main point number three, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov learns from comparing Bikurim to Shlamim that Bikurim has tenufa with the Kohen and the Bailim holding on to it simultaneously. And finally, main point number four, we passing like Rav Nachman and against Rav Sheshes that Shmini is a Zman Bifnei Atzmo. It's its own independent Yom Tov. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Mem Ches Amud Aleph.